الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والقرآن الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. قال تعالى في مقام آخر سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنوره من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة نور. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة معراج المؤمنين وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. أستر علماء الكرام برزز الإسلام حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ has mentioned somewhere that the congregation is prepared to listen attentively, that they're going to be receptive, and if there is an opportunity to say some words of advice, then we should take advantage of it. Tonight inshallah we'll try to discuss certain aspects of Mi'raj. Although the discussion is very lengthy, with proper research it will take about 4 to 5 hours to discuss this, the various stages and various conditions of Mi'raj. Whatever we can do, we will do, but we will try to make it short so that you don't get tired and I don't become very sick. In fact, every Muslim should be concerned about this day, because in it lies many beliefs, and with this event of Mi'raj, the superiority of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is proven without shadow of doubt. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most superior Nabi and Rasul created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are so fortunate that we belong to his ummah. First of all, Mi'raj, there are two aspects. One is how many times it took place. Another is whether it's bodily or spiritual. Regarding the number, they say that Mi'raj took place many times. So some of my brothers get confused that how come Mi'raj took place many times, but we have one Laylatul Mi'raj. Answer is very simple, that not every Mi'raj was physical. Various Mi'rajes took place, ascension took place, which were spiritual in nature, which were in dream. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates these in the hadiths, that spiritual Mi'rajes, ascension took place. This Mi'raj which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about in the 15th para, Subhanallazi Asra bi Abdihi, this one refers to the physical Mi'raj. It took place when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mecca, and here there are three narrations from exact spot, which exact spot it took place. One narration says that he took place when he was in the Kaaba. One narration says that it took place when he was in the Hatim. And one narration states that it took place when he was in Hani's house. Now the confusion so-called arises from here, and a whole new sect in Islam comes about. which we term as fitna inkar hadith. Those people who deny the sayings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they cannot corroborate these three hadiths or sayings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of this nature, then they deny hadiths in totality. We from the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaat, we say though that these hadiths, all three of them are correct. And all three of them are fitting. Because we corroborate all three of them. First of all, we must come to realize that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam was said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that go and bring my Nabi, go and bring my Rasul, go and bring him. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam went. Now when he goes there, he sees Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sleeping. Does not know what to do. How to get him up. How to awake. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that how must I get him up? Because here I am coming to get up the best of mankind, the best of creation, to take him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot just get him up like that. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam says, shall I shake him? Shall I push his feet? Shall I push his shoulder? What shall I do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, no, don't do all this. He is my beloved. What you should do is take your wing, your nurani wing, and rub it on his soles. He will get up. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam does exactly that. Takes his wing and he rubs it on the sole of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's feet. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets up. Proving one thing, that Nabi, the best human being created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he, where his soul is, the archangel's nuri wing starts and has to rub that area. But the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior to all nurani creations. From there, from Umm Hani's house, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken to the haram. So that hadith says that he is taken, and the journey started there, and he was taken to the haram. And in the haram, he was taken to the hatim. From the hatim, that portion, most of you have made Umrah and Hajj, you know what the hatim is. The hatim is part of the haram. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that I wanted to make namaz in the haram itself, inside the haram, inside the Kaaba. Because the hatim is part of the Kaaba. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, oh Aisha, make namaz in the hatim, for the hatim is part of the Kaaba. From there, while he was in the hatim, another miraculous event took place. That was the cutting of the chest, opening of the chest, the shakta sadr, the opening of the chest. Here too, there are scholars who say that how many times this took place in the lifetime of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some scholars say it took place 5 times. In the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the opening of the chest took place 5 times. One at the age of 2, one at the age of 7, one at the age when he got revelation, one at the age when the miraj took place, and one at the age of 10. Most scholars go in the direction that it took place 2 or 3 times. However, we can see from this that everything is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he does what he wants, and this opening of the chest before Mi'raj was preparing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Mi'raj. Because he is going to transverse, he is going to pass through many spheres now. He is going to go from earth, he is going to go right near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you and I know that these days, that if you have to get into some surgical room which has got some rays in it, then there is preparations before that. Even to get into a surgical theatre, they wash so much, and they put clothing on, and they put pure clothing on, and clean clothing on, and sterile clothing on, then they get inside. Yet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going for Mi'raj. Preparation has been made. the opening of the church takes place, a tray is brought from Jannah with equipment now to greet Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart. And the water of Zamzam is used to cleanse Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart. Some scholars, what they say, that because of this action, the water of Zamzam is most superior. And they say it is even more superior than the water of heaven. And their deduction goes in the following direction. They say, see, that the best of mankind is when his chest is open. The best chest in the whole world, in the whole universe is been opened. The cleanest, the purest heart in the whole universe is been washed. The tray is from Jannah. The other equipment is from Jannah, but the water is from Zamzam. Therefore, the water which was used is more superior than the water of Jannah. Because that water was used to clean up Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and prepare him for the Mi'raj. That is why when we go for Umrah, Hajj, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us there, we all make dua. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us there repeatedly, we should drink a lot of Zamzam. And it is written about Zamzam that with whatever intention you drink it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes that intention come true. It is reported what Imam said, that the Salat was about to start. And I wanted to discharge gas. I had a feeling that I want to discharge gas. So by the time I make wudu and go to join the Jamaat will be gone. Because you and I know how big that haram is. So what he did, that he went towards Zamzam and he drank some Zamzam with this intention that Ya Allah Ta'ala preserve my wudu. He drank with that intention, he joined the Jamaat, and he says that let alone Isha, he read the Tahajjud and the Fajr with the same wudu. It is reported that Sufyan ibn Uwayda, a great muhaddith, teacher of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi also, he states that I drank the Zamzam with this intention that I am going to go and hear 100 hadiths from Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. He drank the Zamzam and he went to Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi and told him this. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi said, come, let's sit down, I'll make you hear 100 hadiths. So when we're there, we should take advantage over these things. And look at how beautiful the dua is for when you read it, when you're drinking Zamzam. Allahumma zidni ilman. Allahumma as'aluka ilman nafiya. Allah, grant me knowledge and knowledge which is beneficial. There are two types of knowledge, beneficial and not beneficial. Inshallah, we'll discuss about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Subhanallah. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the Mi'raj waqiyah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all faults. He is free from any defect. He is pure. There is no fault, no defect in him. He is absolutely pure. Why? Because the story that will take place and the event that is going to take place, people may doubt it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, listen, I am free from all. And I can do what I want. I will take my servant for Mi'raj. And what we mean by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all defect. Like once we were travelling the train from Delhi down to Surat in the Agra line, I was seated on top, the top bunk. A friend of mine was down there and the conductor came, a Muslim person, and he questioned him after looking at his ticket. He said, you look like Bolvis. I got one question. Question is, that you see this train is grey and it's grey on wheels. The train and the coach is resting on the wheels. The base is the wheel. You agree with that? Yes. So we are walking, our legs are our base. We have been carried by that. See, the building is been supported by a base, the foundation. He says, look at everything, your chair It's supported by a base. Everything has got a base. That's the base of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Fred Dawood was a bit confused now. What shall we do? How are we going to answer? So just before that, Darul Uloom, the teacher explained that, listen, any objection against Islam, we should stand up to. And we must make all our effort to answer people. And we should protect the frontiers of Islam. So I got up. I came and I spoke to him. I said, "Cheer, my brother. You agree if I say you that every question is not correct?" He said, "No, you must explain." I said, "Very simple." I said, "See, you got 10 camels. I give you 3 poles. And I tell you to divide these 10 camels into 3 poles. Equally. Can you do it?" He said, "No." I said, "No, but I want you to do it." He said, "No, we cannot do it." I said, that means my question is wrong." He said, "Yeah, my question is wrong." I said, "See, your question is wrong." He got satisfied and he went away. Whereas there was no answer given. He made a fallacious attack on Islam. And we gave him an answer to pacify him and to cool him down. But little pondering, we thought of this, that see, everything has got a base because it is defective. The coach has got a base, the wheels, etc., because it is defective. Anything that is dependent on someone is a defect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from defect, is free from fault, is free from error. He doesn't require any base. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free and He is far above all these things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off here, Subhanallazi Asra. Asra refers to journey. Most scholars say that this word here refers automatically, although the clarification is coming later night, but this word also directs towards two things, that the journey is by night and the journey is bodily. Asra bi abdihi, that we have taken our servant. Here a lengthy discussion takes place in the kitab. That what is higher, abdiyat or nabuwat and risalat? That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rasul, he is a Nabi, and he is also the Abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which quality of his is most superior in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The quality of Abdiyat or the quality of Risalat? All the scholars say the quality of Abdiyat is no higher. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about this in the ayah. Subhanallazi yasra bi abdihi. And that is why in the kalima we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Abduhu, then rasul. The quality of abdiyat supersedes the quality of risalah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that. Another thing that comes out clearly, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mortal, is human being. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the word abduhu, and he's not using words like nurahu or nurihi, nothing like that. He's using the word abd. Abd is mortal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has testified in numerous ahadith. Before we continue, let me explain one more point. That this journey has got two parts. One is from Mecca, Masjid al-Haram, right to Masjid al-Aqsa. That's one part. Which is stated in the ayah. The second part from Masjid al-Aqsa, right up to the seven heavens, that is stated in the hadith kitabs. In the hadith kitabs, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that. And to become a belief in Islam, it is stated in the mutawatir hadith kitabs. In those hadiths which are mutawatir in nature, which are continuous in nature. There are various categories and stages of hadiths, and the hadith which is mutawatir, continuous, meaning when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated all these stories, then there was a large group of people who heard it. And this large group of people, they transferred it or they narrated it to another large group of people in the next generation until compilation took place. This was what we call mutawatir hadith. That is why a person who denies the Miraj, he is practically out of the fold of Islam, because he denies something which is present in the hadith kitabs. From there, you know that he was taken by the Buraq, a heavenly sent animal. He was taken there from Mecca, from Haram Sharif, to Masjid al-Aqsa. He was taken there. There, in the realm of Alam al-Misal, the realm of similitudes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made namaz. And he became the imam there. Here the point to note is, what is the speed of the Buraq? Speed of Buraq is, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the hadith, that it was so fast that wherever I look, as far as my eyesight went, the Buraq was there. Can you imagine the speed? What is speed of light? What is speed of sound? I don't know the figures. But can you imagine this figure, that wherever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked? Here a point comes in my mind, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any Nabi has got the strength of 40 Jannati men. And one Jannati man has got the strength of 1,000 human beings. So can you imagine the powerful eyesight which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was possessing? So wherever he looked, the Buraq was there. That is why he was able to traverse all this in such a short period of time and come back to Mecca Muazzama. And when he went to Masjid al-Aqsa, he tied the Buraq there. Although a heavenly sent animal, he tied the Buraq and he went inside. So we one thing. Then tawakkul is not that we make no effort. For example, we go to write for an exam, we make no effort, we don't study, we do nothing. I mean, last minute go to some alim and tell him to give you a ta'weez and you expect him to pass. It's not too late. You have to make dua and dawa. You have to make, this is nature and this is way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Subhanallazi asra bi abdihi. Right? And we have taken our servant from Masjid al-Aqsa, min al-Masjid al-Aqsa ila min al-Masjid al-Haram ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa. From Masjid al-Haram to Aqsa, Masjid al-Aqsa. Another fact is proven from this, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mecca, he was not in Aqsa. When he was not in Aqsa, he was in Mecca. This preposition, which in the Arabic language means ilah, etc., is used when you are moving from one place to another place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to say that here, clearly says that I am omnipresent, I am only omnipresent. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went from Mecca, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. When he was in Masjid al-Haram, he was not in Masjid al-Aqsa. When he was in Masjid al-Aqsa, he was not. And from there, he went to the seven heavens. The connection of beliefs and showing us what to believe in is coming clearly in these ayat, and no one can deny it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there, and while he was going, he saw from there that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, one narration, I do not know how strong it is, that he says that I saw Musa alayhi salam making namaz in his grave. And in the Masjid al-Aqsa, also Musa alayhi salam must have been present there. And when he went to the seven heavens, he saw Musa alayhi salam again there, because the story of the five namaz has come out about in the Miraj. When it was first 50 and then it was reduced to 5. And when you make 5 times salat, you get the sawab of 50 salat. But how can this be that Musa alayhi salam is there in the grave, he's in Masjid al-Aqsa, is also in the seven heavens? Doesn't make sense. Now anything that does not make sense, then those people who are modernistically inclined and who think that everything is based on rationality or that Islam is not true, then they start denying things. Whereas the answer is very simple, that you are dealing with the alam and misal, the realm and the sphere of similitude, and you cannot draw an analogy between our realm and that realm. For example, the time factor that is involved. How quickly Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went from Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa, from there to the seven heavens and came back, the very same time. Layla. All that was quick. Why? Because once we leave, for example, this dunya, we get into the alam of barzakh, then the time factor is changed. There, the concept of time is completely changed. When you go into heaven, when you get into hell, when you go into in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the alam of akhirat, the realm of the akhirat, the time factor is changed. So you cannot draw an analogy and say, no, how can we went so fast? All these modern researchers, scientific researchers, people going to the moon, crossing the orbit, etc., then people are saying, ah, okay, it is possible to go down to the Mi'raj. Well, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 1400 years ago, he established. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam went to the heavens and he is there alive, come back. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went there, he came back. So, the severity of our Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is. Then while I was in the Burak, I said, who's grave? So in Fazail, Bismillah, when Kitab is written, that who this grave belongs to? And why this so sweet smelling fragrance that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or a blessed life like Miraj, he was able to get it. The time of Firaun, who was a tyrant. Ana Rabbukum al-Ala, I am the big Lord, I am the big Rabb. In his time, one of his wives, Asiya, she was combing her hair and the comb fell down. She picked it up and she said, Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. This they reported quickly to Firaun, that one of your wives, she combs her hair and when the comb fell down, she said the name of Allah. She did not take your name. Because everything in those days has to be done in the name of Firaun. So he called. And she had a small baby. So he called her and told her, listen, I'll punish you. You better give up this. What Harun alayhi salam is calling towards Allah, and Musa alayhi salam is calling towards Allah, you better give it up or I will persecute you. She said, I cannot give it up. So he instructed the people, listen, put her on the stake. They put her on the stake. He said, whip her. They began to whip her. Said, give it up, give up this worship of Allah. He said, no, now that my belief has become apparent and external and you know about it, I worship Allah alone. I do not regard you as anybody. My Rabb is Allah. He began to beat her and persecute her. And she bore all this. They brought her little child to her. And they said, listen, this is a child, it needs milk. You better give up your faith and worship Firaun again, bow down to Firaun, and then this child we will starve him. So no, I am not going to leave the worship of Allah. My child, but by worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not leave. They brought the child to the mother's breast, and the child began to take milk. Firaun instructed that cut the breast of that woman. They did that. They cut the breast of the woman. And so doing, they slowly, slowly killed the child in front of her, then they killed her. She was buried. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, night of Miraj, was getting the smell, getting the fragrance from that grave. Anybody standing for Tawheed, anybody standing for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have to go through some sacrifices, but the results are excellent. The Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going to Miraj is getting this beautiful fragrance. And this waqia, it took place when? It took place in the night. As the ayah says, Layl. Now why night? Why never take place in the day? The scholars say, it took place in the night because to differentiate between Siddiqiyat and Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl came to know because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately came back from Miraj and began to narrate that I went to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and I spoke to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, I saw this and I saw this. So Abu Jahl began to laugh. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who was not there at the time, he had gone out for a journey, he came back the next morning. He came back the next morning, then Abu Jahl went to Abu Bakr Siddiq. Abu Jahl's name was before Abul Hakam, father of wisdom. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to the name Abu Jahl, he is the father of ignorance. So Abu Jahl went to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and told him that, see, your Nabi, what he said? See, he went to the seven heavens and he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He seen heaven and hell, etc., and he has come down. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and said, I believe that. My Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, I believe it. That this is Ibad, bringing faith in the unseen, as stated by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any shadow of doubt. Without questioning it, without getting skeptical about it, without becoming over-rational about the whole issue. We say we believe in what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and we believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Quran. One more story. Brothers may be tired. One more story, inshallah, about what happened there, and there will come a day. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was showed Jannat and Jahannam. And in Jahannam, he was shown a very huge, deep pit. You have to get it, to make it more illustrative. Some of you all must have seen craters, or some of you all must have seen the big hole in Kimberley, or something like that. The description is there. A huge pit. There in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that people, their stomachs were becoming big, huge, massive, and exploding. And from it, pus, blood, filth, muck, stench, and bad odor coming out. After a little while, the stomach becomes normal, then it becomes huge again, massive, and the process goes on and on and on. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes from Jibreel alayhi salam, and who are these people? So these people are Muslims. So what? These are Muslims. Said, yes, they are Muslims. So what have they done that they are getting such a punishment? What have they done? They are getting such a punishment. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed by Jibreel alayhi salam that these people, when they were on earth, when they were given the opportunity, when they were hale and hearty, when they were on the earth, they should make salat qaza. Understand what has been said. Then one is to make salat. For example, Zuhr time has come, and you make your salat, you make it ada. Isha time has come, you make it isha, you make it ada, in the time given. These people who are getting this punishment, they should make their isha, but they should make it after the time of isha. They should make the fajr, but they should make it after the time of fajr. They should make the zuhr, but they should make it a time after zuhr. Meaning that, for example, some people have got the habit that they give fajr for the thing that when we get up, we'll make our fajr. Okay, one time when we go for zuhr, we'll make fajr. Or one time when we go for asr, we'll make fajr and asr, for fajr and zuhr. Or one time when we go for maghrib, then we'll cover up for fajr, zuhr and asr. Or when we go once a day to the masjid for isha, then we will make fajr, zuhr, asr, maghrib one day. Punishment. Those people, the way Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being informed, that their stomachs will be blown massively, and pus and blood will come when it explodes. How can you imagine punishment for that person who does not make the mask? The way Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salatu nurun. Salat is the light, the guidance. It'll guide us to right, it'll guide us to truth, it'll guide us to the path. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that salat is miraj of mu'mineen. That salat is the miraj of mu'mineen. The way you can talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us the ability to understand there are many things to be said. What happened, what is saw in heaven, what is saw in hell. The discussion with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how close he got to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wisdom behind Miraj and the rationality behind Miraj, the deductions from Miraj, this is a lengthy discussion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us life, inshallah, and someday another chance will explain. May Allah grant us ability to understand Islam, to appreciate Islam, to become better Muslims, to realize value of Iman, to realize the importance of following Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to realize that one day we'll have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for that day, maximum preparation has to be made. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.